You're listening to a Christian Aid podcast.
Last year, the Irish government was elected to the United Nations main human rights body, the Human Rights Council. This was a really significant diplomatic success for Ireland. Historically, for a small country, Ireland has punched above its weight in its foreign policy and human rights work. The Human Rights Council reviews the human rights records of all states under a process known as the Universal Periodic Review. The Universal Periodic Review aims to improve the human rights situation in all UN member states. As Ireland is playing an active role in this process, it matters how we are supporting human rights defenders in countries like Colombia. My name is Carol Balf. I work on governance, peacebuilding and human rights for Christian Aid Ireland. And in this podcast, I speak to Alejo Uribe, a Colombian lawyer involved in the Universal Periodic Review process. He begins by talking about the human rights situation in Colombia.
My name is Alejo Uribe Munoz. I work for the José Alvira Restrepo Lawyers Collective, a non-governmental organization that provides legal assistance in cases of human rights violations in Colombia. Basically, what we do is to use all the legal systems in Colombia and internationally to defend human rights. From 2002 to 2010, during the government of President Álvaro Uribe, the human rights situation in Colombia was awful. Today, he is being prosecuted as well as high-ranking people in his government. Today in the government of President Juan Manuel Santos, the Universal Periodic Review shows that the human rights situation continues to be very serious. For example, the homicide rates in Colombia remain 7 times higher than the world average. There are over 18,000 people who have disappeared, which is a higher figure than during dictatorships in other Latin American countries.
Colombia has the highest number of displaced people in the world. Alejo describes what life is like as a displaced person.
Between 2008 and 2011, over 1.2 million people were displaced. That is around 300,000 people per year. One has to reflect about what it means to be displaced. It is a family that has suffered sexual violence, or has witnessed murder, or has been detained, or has experienced an extrajudicial execution, or received death threats, who then is displaced and loses everything: their work, their food, their home, possessions, their social security, their cultural identity, and who end up displaced in a big city, abandoned and poor. For this reason, this government had to do a victims and land restitution law, one of the few good things that it has done, precisely to face the humanitarian drama facing the country.
One of Ireland's recommendations is for the protection of human rights defenders. Alejo, can you describe what the situation is like for them?
In 2012, 69 human rights defenders lost their lives. This is one of the highest rates of attacks in the last few years. Many of them were indigenous leaders, Afro leaders, community leaders, and people claiming their lands.
Alejo, is the human rights situation under the government of President Santos any better?
Under the government of President Santos, there's been positive changes. He is not so aggressive with human rights defenders, doesn't publicly attack the courts, has recognized that Colombia has an armed conflict, has issued the victims and land restitution law, and has started a negotiation process with the FARC guerrilla. All of these are positive for the country, but this is in direct contrast with the human rights situation, which continues to be very serious.
Alejo, in his role as a lawyer and human rights defender, has been threatened for the work he does. And a small country like Ireland can really make a difference and support those defenders who in their everyday lives stand up against injustice.
You've been listening to a Christian Aid podcast. To find out more about Christian Aid, go to christianaid.org.uk or follow us on Twitter at Christian_aid or find us on Facebook. Thanks for listening.